Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you know, in order to be what they call burnout, you have to flat disobey God. Yeah. Mr. So-and-so, bless their hearts. They work so hard in the ministry and they just burn out. They disobeyed God. You don't burn out obeying God. I finally learned, you know, there's been times I'm all primed. I flew across half the country and I get in and I'm ready to get this and I get on a word study. I think, man, look at here. There's 1200 scriptures on this subject. I'm going to look at every one of them. And the Lord says, go to bed. Amen. I think, Lord, I got to learn about it. He said, I know, but go to bed. Amen. We're mortal. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mortal. And faith is a rest. And if you don't learn how to rest, you never learn how to walk in faith. The two are interconnected. We're having fun, I guess, huh? Can you rest? Or are you a rester? Yeah. We which have believed do enter into rest. People walking by faith, walking with God, are not upset. They're not stretched to the breaking point. They're not frantic. Not like that poster I saw one time. This caricature, this woman, I mean, her hair was all standing straight up and bloodshot eyes. And she said, I got one nerve left and you're on it. That's somebody who's not obeying God. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You don't get like that waiting on God. Yeah. Stressed. Well, that's another subject to it. But it's connected. Psalm 16, you just got through reading. But turn right on over to the 26th Psalm. Psalm 26. And let's look at a couple more of these. 26:2. Well, one goes with it. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. Now, here's another key to being led. The Lord's never going to lead you to be deceptive. Amen. Right? So, well, the Lord led me to lie to them. No, he didn't. Well, the Lord led me to lead them on in a wrong direction and let them believe. No, he didn't. Never has, never will. He is the Spirit of truth. Integrity, honesty, truth are the ways in which he leads. Right? I've walked in mine integrity. I've trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. How many know when you trust in the Lord with all of your heart, you don't lean to your own understanding, you follow him, you're going to stay on the good and high and right path. You won't slide off. You won't backslide. You can't backslide following God. The Lord's not going to lead you to backslide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. He leads us through our reins. Why would he use the word reins? R-E-I-N-S. Same word used for part of the steering mechanism for horses. Yeah. Huh? Well, you've heard me talk about it before. And it'll bear repetition. Reins, to be spirit-led, has something in common with a rein-trained horse. We have any horse people in here today? You know something about horses? Then do you know what it means for a horse to be rein trained? That means you don't have to have a bit in their mouth. You don't have to force them the direction you want to go. Turn to the, what did I tell you, 32? You're in 26, but the next one I didn't tell you yet, did I? 32 is right. Right over to 32, just a couple of pages or a page. 32, verse 7, 32:7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Now this is the Lord talking specifically to us now. See, the psalmist said, you're my hiding place. You'll preserve me. And the Lord speaks back to him in verse 8 and says, I will instruct you.
Amen.
And teach you. In the way which you shall go, I will guide you with my eye. Friend, if this verse is new to you or unfamiliar, you ought to mark it. You ought to put a star by it. God has committed His word to you that He will guide you.
Amen.
Will the Lord guide me? He told me He would right here.
Right.
Take this personally for yourself. What did the Lord tell me? The Lord said, I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. I've got my eye on you. I've got my hand on you. I've got my spirit in you. And I'm going to teach you what you ought to know. And I'm going to guide you the way you should go.
Yes.
Did the Lord tell you that?
Yes.
Is the Bible God speaking to me?
Yes.
Then God told me this.
Amen.
Take it personally.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you can say with authority, He is teaching me.
Amen.
He is guiding me. He's leading me all the time.
Amen.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a rein. Huh? No. With a bit. Does all this go together? A bit. And a bridle, lest they come near to you, other translations say, or they won't come to you. In other words, unless you make them. You hear people sometimes say, well, man, I'd have to see a burning bush to do that. Well, God had to speak to me in an audible voice. Hee-haw. Well, you know, God's going to have to confirm that to me through four prophecies, and I'm going to have to see five red trucks go by my house at the same time. I'm, you know, hee-haw. What? Stubborn. Hard to lead.
Yeah.
I don't envy God's position.
No.
I wouldn't want to have to lead you.
Amen.
I mean, talking about totally lead you. I do have some job in leading you, but totally lead you in everything you do in life. Much less everybody. There's some people that'd be fairly easy to lead. Other folk, they ain't following at all. They just are full of rebellion. If you said do it, they go not do it just because you said do it.
That's right.
Hey, this is a free country. I'm an American. What's that got to do with being rebellious?
Amen.
It's a free country. Bless God. Nobody tells me what to do. I ain't nobody's slave. I ain't nobody's servant. That means God too, I guess. You're not God's servant then. It's a problem. But the Lord is endeavoring to lead everybody.
Amen.
Some folk, they're not listening, don't want to hear. Other people will follow eventually if you'll put a bit in their mouth and a hook in their jaw, and you'll pull on it for 30 days. Eventually, they'll go, huh? What? You want me to do something? Dull. But there's a few. I said there's a few who don't require burning bushes or audible voices or 12 confirmation prophecies or bits or bridles. They are rein trained. Now, rein trained horse, it's kind of like power steering on a horse. Now, I've ridden some horses that were wild. My brother used to have horses. I rode motorcycles. He rode horses. One reason I went to motorcycles, besides really enjoying them, is because they have a key. You can turn them off. Because he had a Palomino that was just, he wouldn't use a saddle. This thing was mean. Oh, bite him, kick him, and look like he enjoyed it. I made the mistake of riding this thing one day. And she ran away with me. I mean for miles. And I tugged and pulled and tugged and pulled. And finally, this thing jumped off. We're going down some dirt roads and trail. This thing jumped off the trail, went through the woods.
Oh,
I made it through a couple of trees But then she went under a tree that she had to get down under to get herself and scrape me off the back and immediately stopped and looked at me like. And I'm thinking, motorcycles won't do this to you. You can turn them off. You can. But some horses, they want their own head. How many know what I'm talking about? They want their own head. And you have to have a real bridle, some metal, and a bit metal. And you got to pull, and then it hurts the corner of their mouth. And they yield to get away from the hurt. Hard-headed horse. Horse that wants their own head. But there are other horses. They're cooperative. They'll yield to your steering inputs.
Amen.
You can get to the point where they're rein trained. You don't have to use a bit in their mouth. You don't have to use a metal bridle. You can use a halter of sorts and just a leather strap for a rein. And you can just lay that rein over on that horse's neck. Big old thick horse's neck and skin. A little piece of leather that big. They must be barely perceive it. It's certainly not hurting them. But when they sense it, they just yield and go that direction. When they sense that slight impression, did you hear that? Slight impression, then they just turn and go that way. You and I can train ourselves to follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit to where when we sense the slight impression of the Lord, we're stopping, we go, wait, now what's that? Because we're looking, we're always looking, we're always listening, and we think, that's the Holy Spirit. See, people are looking for the spectacular, and they're missing the supernatural. Their mind's so loud and their feelings so loud, their emotions, everybody's opinions and theory so loud, they don't even hear that still small thing that's down inside. But friend, how many have got your face set on it and your eyes toward it? I'm going to be rain trained when it comes to the Lord. Amen. It's not going to be hard for Him. I'm not going to be like a horse or like a mule that you have to put a bit and a bridle in their mouth, make them go the way you want them to go. I will yield quickly. I will respond quickly. Amen. Easily. He didn't have to make me do anything. Pull on me to do it. I'm ready. Because I trust Him. I trust it. He says go that way. No matter what it looks like, He's right. Go that way.
Amen.
Amen. Give this. No matter what it looks like, give it. Help this. Do it. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows. Trust Him with all your heart. You'll be spirit-led.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1123. That's R1123. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.